Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
In Northland, there's enough grazing on hand to keep farmers from cutting into their winter feed. Rain is needed, though. Rate rise proposals are causing uncertainty. Avocado growers are lamenting low returns, and kumara growers are disappointed by recent prices. In Pukekohe, the last few weeks have been notable for stable weather, sunshine and low rainfall. With the aid of irrigation, winter crops have been planted and established without major problems. At this stage, growers say there should be no shortage of fresh vegetables during winter.
In Waikato, grass is belting away. It's been one of the best summers in recent years. Dairy cows are in good shape. Steady rainfall means summer pasture is transitioning well to rye grass for the winter. The cooler autumn weather has also reduced rates of facial eczema. There's a good volume of gold kiwifruit coming off in Bay of Plenty. Plenty of avos too, but with low returns, things are not looking so rosy there. The labour shortage seen in recent years appears to have abated with a steady supply of RSE workers. Grass growth is certainly adequate for sheep and beef farmers who have yet to feed out.
King Country's grass growth is the envy of surrounding regions. Many farmers are hanging on to lambs. California thistles are also having a great season, much to farmers' annoyance. Market conditions remain a challenge, though, especially with low returns for wool and sheep meat. Farmers are spending half what they would normally on fertiliser as they batten down the hatches. It's a green drought in parts of Taranaki with enough rain to keep pasture green but not growing. Herds are eating into their winter feed requirements, and without good rain soon, many farmers will look to dry off their cows. Milk production is down on last year, but early pregnancy scanning results for dairy cows are looking good, with about 12 to 13% empty or not in calf.
Grass growth has also been good for farmers in Te Tai Rāwhiti. But here too, high input costs and interest rates are putting the pressure on in the background. Fly strike has also been tough this year, with one contact even reporting cases of weaner strike, something he'd never seen before. The grape harvest finished early, with good quality grapes but lesser yields. Harvesting of sweet corn, squash and watermelons has wound up, and growers are now busy bringing in broccoli, lettuce and salads. There's plenty on the shop shelves, great for consumers. The quality of feijo as the season is said to be excellent and volumes good. However, prices are back about a dollar compared to last year. The apple harvest is underway in Hawke's Bay, with still a month or so to go. Quality is up with crunchier, more flavourful and more colourful apples. Labour is easy to come by and pickers and packers are flat out. Pastoral farmers would like to see some rain. Squash is coming off, onions are finished and the maize harvest will soon start. Arable farmers are hurting from poor grain prices. Rising interest rates are a headache for many. $90,000 extra this year in interest for one 400-hectare block.
Parts of southern Manawatu and Horowhenua are very dry, with lots of dairy cows dried off or on once-a-day milking. Things are even more dire for hill country farms. Northern parts of the district feel more comfortable, having had more rain. On sheep farms, the rams are out. It's very dry in Wairarapa, but not the worst drought seen. Cropping farmers have seed in the ground, while many dairy farmers are feeding out and some are talking about drying off. The mood is okay, but again, farmers are feeling the crunch of high costs and lower prices. Talking about crunch, Greytown's inaugural Apple Harvest Festival is on this month. Cider tasting, apple juice, games for the kids, all among the apple trees at Molewood Orchard on the 27th of April.
The Tasman region is struggling with dry weather, so plenty of hay and baleage are being trucked around the region. The Tasman District Council's reduced irrigation quotas because of the very low aquifer levels, making life pretty grim for all. hop harvesting and drying's finished for the season. The newest varieties in hop gardens are closely monitored to ensure they're fit for purpose and productive. A Tupperware grower says there are some amazing aromas coming from the new plants. Due to the dry summer, farmers in the Marlborough Sounds destocked earlier in the year. There are still surplus lambs needing moving, though, but our contact at Waitui says with the ongoing road closure issues and the required barge connections, it's been difficult to get them away. Calf weanings planned in 2 weeks, and overall, stock are in reasonable health. A local mussel farmer says his crop's growing well. The harvesting window's set for next summer, but he says the local industry has ongoing problems with sourcing a reliable supply of quality young mussels.
A dairy farmer and rugby player in South Westland says there was a fantastic turnout at Whatharoa Rugby Club's centenary last weekend. He farms at Ross and says milk production's up 5% on last year, which was a record season. Pregnancy testing's done and dusted, and TB testing's due to start next week. In a couple of weeks, farmers are looking forward to catching up at Agfest in Greymouth. It's very dry in mid-Canterbury and irrigators are working hard. A Hororata farmer says harvesting's all but done with only hybrid radish to go. A dairy farmer in South Canterbury's Fairlie Basin says conditions are also dry, despite getting dribs and drabs of rain over the past 10 days. Due to a lack of quality grass, cows are on palm kernel as silage reserves are being held back for late winter.
Vineyards in central Otago are well into grape harvesting. At Bannockburn, picking started 5 weeks ago for sparkling wines and rosé, and last week Pinot Noir started coming off. Yields are looking good and the fruit's clean. And finally to Southland, and a farmer near Balclutha has had the fire going. She had 50 millimetres of rain in the gauge last week, but it really wasn't needed. Grain harvesting's in full swing, but with the rain, it's been a bit stop-start, and harvested grains have to go through dryers. Grass growth's slow, so dairy farmers are supplementary feeding cows. Luckily, there's ample winter baleage in reserve. Rising 2-year-old cattle and lambs have been going to the works, and ewes are being shorn and crutched, ready for the ram.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.